Right now it is time to bring in our friends from the Berkshire Edge, theberkshireedge.com, berkshireedge.com on the web. And, of course, they join us on a Wednesday morning. Good morning. We hope you both are very warm.
Well,
so far.
Although David has gone out to take his children to school. So,
and one of them has a a ski day, so they go skiing at Bosque this afternoon, but he's I hope he's bundled up.
Okay.
For that.
Well,
right.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Well, we bundled up. I looked like that kid in the movies when my mother used to send me out. I could barely move my arms and legs.
Oh, you said from South Park?
Yeah. So anyways, well, let's go right to the town of Great Barrington, foreclosing on a site that's really polluted. I didn't realize this. This is a story because they have a site that polluted where it's close to also probably has problems.
Well, yeah, that's right. This is a longstanding problem. The Reed Cleaners, which was on Main Street, just right next to the post office, and across the street from a church and the public library, was found a number of years ago to. It was closed, but the remains of its cleaning fluid had managed to seep into the ground, and a plume of it was headed towards the Housatonic River. But on its way, it was contaminating the basement of the post office next door, and they were worried about the library, the basement of the library, where there's various kinds of rooms, meeting rooms, and a children's library, and so on. So the town, you know, the business, it's been out of business for a number of years, and now the town is just foreclosing on it. And hopefully, and they will be responsible for the...
Well, hopefully, with them foreclosing on it and taking it over, you never can tell in the future where a business might come in and find that property desirable, where they will... hopefully pay for the cleanup. I mean, that's a shot in the dark, but it's the only thing the town can do to really try to handle that situation, I would think.
Yeah, well, this is they foreclosed on it for non-payment of taxes for a whole number of years. So, communities have to go through this. Not just Great Barrington, but lots of communities have to deal with situations just like this. And
we remind people that Reed Cleaners, like other cleaners that were around for a long time, back then there was no idea that how bad they were polluting the environment when they were open 25 years ago. Nobody understood.
And that cleaning fluid, it's highly toxic, and it just gets dumped into the environment.
Yeah.
And cleaning fluids, I think dry cleaners now use much more environmentally friendly ingredients for their cleaning. So, but in any case, hopefully this will mitigate this problem in the future.
All right. No.
Well, I mean, the problem is that it's leaking down across the street into the Housatonic River.
Yeah, well, that's the other problem.
So it's not just very local. And, it's just across the street from buildings that back up against the river.
And then once it goes into the river, it becomes a lot more people's problem. So that's
it comes down to your place.
We laugh, but
greetings from Great Barrington.
Yeah, greetings from Great Barrington.
We used to have greetings from Pittsfield with the plants in Pittsfield.
Well, you still do.
I know.
Yeah, you still do. Yes. The little cocktail from the Berkshires.
Thank you very much. All right. Now,
well, you're welcome very much. Right.
Now, Baba Louie's is moving up the street or around the corner.
Yeah, well, thank God they're not closing.
I know. Holy smokes.
I don't know. Baba Louie's is just an icon of for Great Barrington. It's, a pizza place, and it's delicious. They occupied this main street location for a whole number of years, and they have a little arcade that they are adjacent to right now, so where you can go and pick up your orders if you want to take out. But they're moving up the street, or around the corner and up the street on Railroad Street, and to a restaurant, Allium, which is now closed. So,
it's a pretty big space. I wonder how many people are going to get lost when their maps aren't updated. Because just because, you know, it's been such a fixture. It's just been such a fixture for so long that you can
That's
cite
right.
people from all over. It's like, okay, now you got to turn the corner. And
they're saying that the the new site that they'll have has much more expanded seating for them.
Right.
So they'll be able to expand their capacity, but it also maybe they'll expand their menu as well, because one of the questions that is still to be answered is how they're going, where is going to be their brick oven pizza, their brick oven?
Yeah. And that's no small question.
No, it's not.
No.
In fact, where they are now is in the Barrington House, which is a three-story building, and periodically their chimney would have problems where the fire department would have to come and deal with it. But I'm not sure where their brick oven where their brick oven is going to be in their new location.
But that's the corner, right?
Yes.
So
it's in the corner of the
Where Railroad Street
and where the parking is, and where you can sneak into the triplex. So it could be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In the new place.
Right.
Yeah. The new place.
Yeah. So you sneak into the triplex? I mean, I didn't know that.
Long, long time ago.
Well, how long ago?
Oh, what, 14 years?
It's well past the statute of limitations.
Yeah, well
past.
Okay. All right.
Another reason to listen to this program.
That's exactly right.
I read all sorts of things.
It never occurred to me that you could sneak. Now I'm going to check it out.
All right. Let's move on quickly before the police come down here. And that is the physician, Dr. Ernest Drucker, in Great Barrington. Has a story where he applauds the legalization of marijuana.
Well, he does. He's not as he probably gave former district attorney David Capeless a heart attack with this article, he's saying that the legalization of marijuana is it's about time, is basically what he's saying. And he also suggests that maybe this opens the avenue. This is going to be very controversial, but he said, well, there are other psychotropic drugs that are now prohibited that might gain some kind of legalization as well. And he mentioned LSD and psilocybin.
Well, I think LSD, which the government used on soldiers before it got out to Dr. Timothy Leary, and is one of those drugs that I think still needs obviously refinement and look at because of the many, many, many different effects. I mean, you take a look at marijuana and the effect it has on the body is similar to that of alcohol, but you take LSD, and that not that
well,
I know
depends
from
on the dosage.
Not that I know from taking it, but LSD is a whole new ball game. It might be a drug, but it's totally different than marijuana. And I think that's what made the legalization of marijuana so hard for people, because they compare it to other drugs like cocaine and like speed and like. It's totally different. But more and more physicians, by the way, if it were legal in their states, would prescribe marijuana in conjunction with other things.
We have I mean, stay tuned, because we have somebody who is now a certified I guess cannabis coach. There is such a thing. I mean, she has been she's been working.
You know, you know, and they have hats that says "Make Cannabis Great Again." You know.
Well,
but anyway, she's going to be writing to writing us a series of articles in the near future about, you know, I mean, she's saying people really don't understand the healing potential of cannabis. She's going to be, you know, writing. So we, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but we've really taken a very interesting and exploratory approach to this issue. I mean, we had a series of terrific articles by Sheila Clary, which of course are still available on the site, about, you know, let's be cautious, because this is not without some dangers. And on the other hand, I mean, this article by Dr. Drucker, which I find really interesting, is talking about the fact that now that it's legal, we can begin to study it, that, you know, we can really measure the effects of marijuana, because it's no longer illegal to be using it. And if you look at the series of comments, and there are a lot of comments, there's an interesting conversation going on in our comments, which we really love, but, I mean, it is, you know, I mean, the same, the main point is that This is an opportunity for us, and that, like everything else, I mean, the more it's being used, the more you have the opportunity to regulate it, to measure and to regulate and to standardize, and that's what we'll be able to do now that it's legal.
All right.
So it's very interesting. It's not just a question of is this great or is this terrible, but there are lots of nuances to this question.
All right, well, this will make us feel better.
Yeah, which one?
And that is the music of James Taylor as...
Oh, my goodness.
As James Taylor's returning to Tanglewood.
Yeah. Yes, JT is coming back.
Surprise, surprise.
Anyways, we have a story about previewing the fact that James Taylor will be, once again, he's become a fixture of... Tanglewood, but he's be back for his 27th time.
Right.
You know, he lives here.
and he met his wife when he was doing a benefit for Tanglewood, and she was working at Tanglewood, so they have a history of Tanglewood.
And his kids went to Bercher Country Day.
Which has nothing to do with where my kids go.
So. Well, when you think of James Taylor, you do just, hey, he's got a lot of great songs. And on a cold day like this, it's nice to sit back and listen to music like that.
No, it is. And it's nice to think that we will actually have summer again, and we'll be sitting outside listening to music in that beautiful spot.
And
on the lawn at Tanglewood, yeah, outside the shed.
And yeah,
that's right.
And it's for July 4th weekend, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Be there
July 3rd is when he's going to be here, right.
Yeah. So, hey, we can all say it's around the corner. Of course, it's a long corner.
Sort of like baseball season, too. You know, spring training is just around the corner.
Yeah. Well, we say the greatest thing about the Super Bowl is when the Super Bowl's over, it's only like 2 or 3 weeks to pitchers and catchers reporting in Florida. All right, let's move on. And seeing as we're speaking about music, you've got another story about music.
Well, more or less. We have a story about a bamboo flute company.
That's music.
it is music. In Stockbridge. And we profiled the people who run this, and it's very interesting. I mean, I had no idea they were here, but it's a quite an interesting story about how they started and the kind of flutes they make, there they are in Stockbridge, manufacturing these wonderful flutes that are not only flutes but are also walking sticks. So, you know, you can stroll and play music at the same time.
It's amazing. I just got my doctor recommended for me after I had just got a set of walking sticks, and unfortunately, they're not from them. But had I known about it, I would have bought it. I would have bought it locally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can. Well, you should go up there and maybe get one. You know, you'd be strolling around what, Lakeville,
or any place. I stroll. It's to correct an imbalance.
And and people would say, "There goes Marshall. Listen, hear him. Here he's playing. He's playing Mozart there."
More like Led Zeppelin.
Oh, really?
Hey, I have to interject this, and you two will enjoy this story,
what?
Even though it's a bad story. Tyson Food has recalled more than 36,000 pounds of chicken nuggets. Why? Not because they're like rubbery. They actually have rubber in them.
Oh, my God.
They
really?
Actually have rubber in them. 36,000 pounds. That's a lot of chicken nuggets.
Now, where did they get the rubber?
Who knows?
How did that happen?
Who knows? But anyways, we'll get back to... Look, I just thought that was a story.
Rubber chicken, but is that...
chicken nuggets when you cook them...
Rubber chicken circuit.
They're not returning to... They're not referring to the taste.
You know, uh-huh. No, but you can... sometimes they turn out like rubber. This time, they are actually rubber.
They are rubber. Right. I think that's hilarious.
Oh, it's funny, but it's not for people that might have bought them. So. But still, it is funny. All right, we will move on. And this is a story that's really interesting. Once again, Carol Owens rises to the height of putting out a really interesting story.
She does. She wrote a story about what the neighbors, Stockbridge at the time in 1750 or thereabouts, was a neighborhood. And the people in that neighborhood were really astonishing. They were all the leaders, the future leaders of the Congress and the country. I mean, it was quite a little crucible of American history in Stockbridge. Of course, you know, Stockbridge would say, "Well, we're still that crucible," they're quite proud of their little town, but the people that were in it were, there was Ephraim Williams, for instance, who founded Williams College, and there was Aaron Burr.
And that's the one that's interesting to me. I never realized that.
Yeah. He was, there he was. There was, in addition to Jonathan Edwards, the well-known preacher and theologian. So it was quite a collection of people there that was just remarkable.
Theodore Sedgwick, who was a representative to the Continental Congress.
He was,
Another person who was an aide to Thomas Jefferson, Bidwell. I mean,
Bidwell. Yep.
I mean,
Barnabas Bidwell.
When you think about the
and we have spoken about both of them, because they both have a connection, as we've mentioned, to Mom Bett, who got her freedom and was the first slave freed in Massachusetts and changed her name to Elizabeth Freeman.
She should
have been Elizabeth Free Woman, actually, but. But they were both, and Sedgwick was her lawyer.
Sedgwick was her lawyer took her to before the Supreme Judicial Court, in which she was declared in 1789 to be a free woman. And it was the first time in American history that, an African-American who had been a slave was declared to be a free person.
You know, it's interesting, by the way.
And Sedgwick, by the way, you know, the actress Kira Sedgwick is a descendant of this family.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, who's married to Kevin Bacon, isn't she married to...
Yes, she's married to Kevin Bacon, absolutely.
Kevin Bacon, right. So.
And but you know what's interesting about when we sit here and we talk about this, we remember back the colonies, the original 13 colonies, but still, when you think about the impact that came out of out of your area when you start off with W.E.B. Du Bois, I mean, in the history of this country and the other people. And then you think of what we have also in Connecticut, which leads up to that. We really, these areas played just an amazing, important part in this country. I mean, out of Salisbury, the cannonballs and the wood for the USS Constitution came out of this area.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was the only area. I mean, this is where people were. I mean, this was the most developed area of the colonies at that time, or the longest developed, certainly.
Well, but it is true that, you know, for one reason or another, this just, there were, for a rural area, which was called a wooded wilderness.
Yeah.
You know, there was a remarkable clutch of really influential and innovative people came from here.
That created the change that created this country. That's the yeah. best, that yeah. created this country. I mean, that had a significant impact in the creation of this country.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing.
It's interesting, isn't it? You wonder how that happened. Was it by chance or something else?
Destiny, no. my friend. Destiny.
Oh, destiny. Oh, I forgot. Yes.
Well, once again, the conversations we have had this morning and most Wednesday mornings are with the Berkshire Edge, theberkshireedge.com. And what I'd like to emphasize to people about theberkshireedge.com is that it's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's updated. When things happen, they have it. But it's not just news. It's events in the area. It's obituaries. It's all of that. And it's at a convenient place. And what we talk about is we just touch the surface with what you can find. And,
oh, that's right. All our articles are there in our archive, so you can do a search by name or topic or place, and you'll find them.
Well, keep up the good work, guys, because it really is a hard thing. And I know, Jill and I know here running the radio station, and we know you two running the BerkshireEdge.com. There's no rest for the warrior, but keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Marshall, this is a case of be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, may I make a shameless appeal to our listeners that we have a membership program, and the Edge is free to read but not free to produce. And we do have a membership program, and if people like the Edge, they can find the membership page on our site and help support us so that we can keep going, because it is... You know, it is a 24/7 job, and we could use some help.
All right. Well, once again, we would like to thank you guys once again for joining us this morning,
and
we'll speak to you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Stay warm.
Oh, yeah, we'll try.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That is This Week in the Berkshire Edge on air. And, of course, theberkshireedge.com on the web, theberkshireedge.com.